Diane Longo, who is in her 60s, is finally able to do what she's wanted to do for most of her life. A few years ago, she returned to college to get a degree in social work.
I was mostly in the natural foods business, managing an in-house sales department. I did on-the-road sales for a while, which I was not very good at. So I lived in Boston, and I worked at a company up there, and then I moved down here and worked for Tree of Life. About 1990, my husband and I decided that the business was big enough for both of us. So I went into the boating business with him full-time instead of just doing it at night and on weekends.
The boat delivery business was very successful until the recession, but the need at that time for Diane to get a second job, a real job as she puts it, opened up the potential for a career she'd always wanted.
I've wanted to do social work or do work to be of service for a long time, but I got talked out of it when I was in college and ended up getting a degree in education.
In addition to the economic factors, family changes, including the death of her mother, pointed her back to her original goal.
Somehow that was a turning point. You know, life was different now. And I said, well, what is it that you really wanted to do? And that's what I wanted to do. So I couldn't really find a job in the field that I could just make enough money with my degree. So I went back to school and got a degree in social work, a master's.
Diane also knew that hospice work was what interested her most.
In fact, I had worked as a volunteer at community hospice earlier when my daughter was young, and that I always had an affinity towards it. But I didn't really know until I got into school all the possibilities there were. So when I interned, I worked in a women's shelter.
But the transitional nature of hospice work, of helping the transition from life to death, held Diane's interest.
I come up out of that generation and philosophy of midwives. I have a good friend who's a midwife, and many people I know have used midwives and had births at home and that. It struck me, and in places I read, that on the other end of birth, when we're dying, sometimes we need a midwife or a guide through that process. And it made so much sense to me that death is a natural transition.
Diane realized that part of what she could contribute was an acceptance, a different point of view than the people that she assisted might bring to the process of dying.
Why do we think about death the way we do and try to avoid it and deny it when it's not if you're going to die, it's when you're going to die?
Nor does Diane bring a particular religious or philosophical agenda to the process. Each person is different.
It's ever so interesting how every person's approach is different.
And for a lifelong learner, someone who went back to graduate school in her 50s to become qualified to do what she'd wanted to do her entire life, hospice work provides an additional benefit, an opportunity to continue growing herself.
Every person and family that I meet, I learn something more from. So it's always a work in progress for me.
This is Closing the Loop. For WJCT News, I'm Warren Miller.